Let it light.
Love Hope Radio.
Jesus is the light, the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. Let the light shine into your soul. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. Let the light shine into your soul. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. Let the light shine into your soul. Hallelujah. This is Reverend Dr. Stephen Jones, our Miracles Radio and Television Ministry, speaking you all the way from Silver Spring, Maryland. We're glad to be with you again. God has laid my heart to share with you on the topic, Jesus is the light. He's the light of the world. Our text is taken from John chapter 8, verse 12. Jesus is the light of the world. And in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, Jesus said, we are the light of the world. Because he is the light, we have the light of him in us. Greater is he that is in us than the devil that is the world. Jesus in us is the hope of glory. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 3 and 4 to 5, God said, let there be light, and there was light. God created light. He made the light and made the darkness. But light is the positive aspect of it. In John chapter 1, verse 5, Jesus said, darkness can never comprehend thy light. Because we are in the light, darkness can never comprehend us. We have the light of God in us. I have the light of God in me. I have the light of God in me. I have the spirit of the Son of God. I have the light of God in me. I have the light of God in me. I have the light of God in me. I have the spirit of the Son of God. I have the light of God in me. See, in Psalm 18, verse 28, Psalm 18, verse 28, so he turns my darkness into light. God turns your darkness into light. If there is darkness in your life today, the light of Jesus is going to shine on it, and every darkness is going to be gone because light overpowers darkness. When you bring light to a dark room, darkness has to flee. When you bring light to a dark place, darkness has to flee. Because darkness can never comprehend light. The light outshines darkness. Jesus is light. Jesus is the light of the world. We are the light of the world. And when we appear, darkness must go. Darkness represents sin. Darkness represents evil. Darkness represents Satan, the devil. Darkness is not of us. We are not supposed to have darkness. A preacher was confessing the other day, he said, that was the dark part of my life. You are not supposed to have the dark part of your life. We are the light of the world. And so we have the light. We are the light. Psalm 119, verse 130 says, the word giveth light. The word of God, Jesus, gives light to all. It's an everlasting light. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 19. It is the light of God that shineth from heaven. In heaven there is no darkness. It is light all through. Day and night is light. There's no darkness there. And so we must start enjoying the light of God. In Psalm 119, verse 105, it says, "Thy word is a lamp and a light unto my path." The word of God is lamp and light. He shows you the way, gives you direction. The Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is to follow. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is to follow. Jesus knows the way through the wilderness. He has the light shining, and we have to follow him. He wraps himself in light. Psalm 104 verse 2. He is the brightness of God's glory. S-O-N is brighter than S-U-N. In Acts of Apostles chapter 9 verse 3, Saul of Tarsus was on his way to Damascus to go and kill Christians. See the darkness in his heart. Saul of Tarsus, he had darkness in his life. Acts chapter 9 verse 3. And Jesus confronted him. And the brightness of God's glory outshined him, removed darkness from his life, and made him a light. S-O-N is brighter than S-U-N. That light overshadowed him, and darkness had no place in Saul of Tarsus. That led to his conversion and became an apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, may the light of God shine in you. May you receive this light of Jesus. Let that light change you and transform you and make you an instrument in God's hand. Arise and shine, for the light is come, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 to 3. God is saying to us Christians that we should arise and shine, for the light of God is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon us. Why will you vote for darkness when there is light? We should arise and shine. The light has come. Darkness may be covering the earth, but when the light of God comes, darkness has no choice. And so we must receive Jesus into our heart, the light of God, so that we shall be a light that shineth. Psalm 27 verse 1. Psalm 27 verse 1. It says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. On whom shall I fear?" Jesus is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Can I fear the devil? Will I fear Satan, demons, evil spirits, or wizards? No, because I have the light of God in me. Jesus is my light. Psalm 27 verse 1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" When I have the light that shineth the darkness, and the darkness comprehend it not, why should I fear? The Lord is my light and my salvation, I will never fear. I will never fear. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my light and my salvation, I will never fear. I will never fall. I will never fear. I will never fear. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my light and my salvation, I will never fear. I will never fear. I will never fear. The Lord is our light and our salvation. Why should we fear? We got to have him into our heart to live in us. He is the Son of Righteousness, rising with healing in his wings. Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. Jesus is the Son of Righteousness. See, the author of Malachi, he used S-U-N to describe Jesus. As the sun rises in the morning and sets in the evening, that same sun rises. It says the Son of Righteousness. Jesus is the Son of Righteousness arising with healing in his wings. May that Son of Righteousness arise in your life today with healing in his wings for you, for salvation and deliverance and healing and miracles and blessing for you and your family. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive that light right now. That light is shining in darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. Let your light shine, that those, the Gentile nations, shall come to your light. I pray for you, wherever you are right now, that the light of God will be your portion. Let the light of God come into your spirit, into your soul. Let Jesus, which is the light of God, come and dwell in you. And let every darkness disappear in the name of Jesus. Receive the light of God. May you be the light of God that shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehend it not. Receive that light right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. I want you to email me this week, ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. You can call us on the phone, area code 240-552-5899. 240-552-5899. You can visit our website, www.ourofmiraclestv.net. ourofmiraclestv.net. We invite you to attend our meetings, our fellowship, our worship. Come worship with us at the Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, Suite LL1, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910. Every Saturday and Sunday, 7 p.m., and then Monday and Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Welcome you to come with your friends and your families. God will do you good. It's great. The power of God is moving mightily. Last night we had a good attendance. People came and we shared the word and we praise and worship. God moved mightily. Testimonies of what God did in the lives of the people. Today we invite you to join us every Saturday and Sunday, 7 p.m., Monday and Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Come and receive what God has for you. Jesus loves you and we love you too. Felicia and I say, God bless you abundantly in the name of Jesus. Please forward this email to all your friends and well-wishers. Forward this link. Email it to them. Send them this message. Let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free, that Jesus is the light of the world. And so we Christians are the light. We have no darkness. In us there is no darkness. And the light in us shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehend it not. May you know the truth, that the truth shall set you free. In the name of Jesus. God bless you abundantly. Wish you long life and prosperity. In Jesus' name. Amen.